With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump was in Charlotte Friday speaking to members of the largest law enforcement labor organization in the U.S. The former president told members of the Fraternal Order of Police that he is thankful to have the group's endorsement.
I am so deeply honored to receive the Fraternal Order of Police official endorsement for President of the United States. Thank you all very much in the room. I know you voted on that.
Kamala Harris and former President Trump are prepping for their first presidential debate. A former advisor to Hillary Clinton is playing Trump during the mock debates. Trump's holding a campaign event in Wisconsin this weekend. One of his advisors says his debate prep only involves talking to voters. The ABC News debate will take place Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Former Vice President Dick Cheney says he will vote for Kamala Harris over former President Trump. The former VP and career politician said Trump, quote, can never be trusted with power again, end quote. Former President Trump responded by saying both Dick and his daughter Liz are irrelevant and Republican in name only, also referred to as rhinos among true conservatives. Also at SRNnews.com, a sluggish U.S. jobs report raises questions of how much the Fed will cut rates.
Hiring by America's employers picked up a bit in August, and the unemployment rate dipped for the first time since March. That's a sign that the job market may be cooling, but remains sturdy. Employers added 142,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.2%. The figures show a job market slowing under the pressure of high interest rates, but still growing. With inflation falling steadily back to the Federal Reserve's target, the Fed is preparing to cut its key interest rate. The mixed report on the job market raises the question of how large a cut the Fed will announce at its next meeting. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
This is SRN News. Abortion bans save lives, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Officials in Indiana report that there are 98% fewer abortions taking place in the state now than before lawmakers passed a wide-ranging ban on the procedure. During the second quarter of this year, there were only 27 abortions in Indiana, the lowest number since Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973. This scenario is playing out in many states where bans or significant restrictions have been implemented since the Supreme Court overturned Roe in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy's vote vetoed a bill to expand birth control access while a judge struck down decades-old restrictions on who can perform abortions in the state. The Republican governor's veto deflects a measure which would have forced insurance companies to cover up to a year's supply of birth control at a time. This is SRN News. Hurricane recovery has been very slow in Louisiana.
It's been nearly 4 years since Hurricanes Laura and Delta decimated southwest Louisiana and caused an estimated $22 billion in damage nationwide. Delays in Congress and a lengthy process to approve federal funding forced people in Lake Charles, where one-fifth of the population falls below the poverty line, to dip into their savings to afford rent. Some still live in FEMA trailers or remain in their damaged homes. Others are ensnared in ongoing legal battles with their insurance providers, and some have opted to leave the state altogether. John Scott reporting.
Social Security Administration's back up and running after it experienced IT issues Friday morning. A statement on the website says online and in-person services were unavailable most of the day Friday. Online services are now available. In-person will resume on Monday. More details at srnnews.com.